Theater 5 presents Miss Joan Loring and Mr. Robert Hastings in Country Boy.
Ma'am, you all right?
What's the matter with you? Couldn't you see me coming?
Oh, yeah, I guess I could if I had eyes where I could see shot coming out of a shotgun, which I ain't.
What are you talking about?
Ma'am, I never did see an old car go so fast. And doggone, it's just a itty-bitty thing, too.
Haven't you ever seen a sports car before?
Round Marcy Hollow? Oh, no, ma'am.
And what is Marcy Hollow?
Why, ma'am, that's where you're at. Ain't never seen one of them sports jobs around here, no, sir. The foreigners make them, don't they?
Yes, they're made in Europe.
Oh, ain't nobody around here would have a car made by no foreigner, no ma'am.
Well, Rudy toot-toot for you all.
What?
Now, would you mind getting out of my way? I'm 3 hours late as it is.
Huh?
Get your foot off the fender.
Oh, sure, ma'am. No offense. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Big, stupid rube.
Ma'am, I'm out of your way now, see? You just go ahead.
It won't start.
Oh, I thought maybe all that grinding was something special a Europe car did that American car didn't.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you're right, ma'am. Sure won't stop.
Is there a garage around this burg someplace?
Well, yeah.
Where?
Down the road, about 20, 25 miles.
25 miles?
Well, ma'am, I'm just a country boy, but I know motors like a chuck nose chuck holes.
How quaint.
Ain't nothing pleases me more than a fool with an ailing car. Now, if you'd let me take a look at it...
Are you sure that you'd know what to...
Well, I don't speak no European language, ma'am, but seems to me a motor is a motor.
Seems to me I have no choice. But please be careful.
Glad to accommodate you, ma'am. Now, how do you open her up?
This catch releases the bonnet.
The which?
The hood.
Oh, bonnet. Oh, ain't that sweet, man? Wow-wee. I never did see so much motor stuff in so little car. Yes, sirree, Bobby. Uh-oh. Ma'am, this here gizmo looks might bent. Do you know what it is?
Well, how should I know? I thought you understood motors.
Well, ain't no American car ever had a gizmo like this. Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll just straighten it out some. Doggone it. Come off.
Oh, you clumsy idiot!
Oh, now, ma'am, that ain't no way for a little old city gal like you to talk to a big, strapping country boy who's only trying to help you out. Especially since this country boy is probably the only other human being within 10 miles of here.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, but what am I going to do?
I'll tell you what. You hop in my car, and I'll tie this here fancy European to the back. And I'll haul you a spell.
No, I don't want to put you out. I'll just wait here. Help will surely come along.
Something will be coming along, ma'am, but I couldn't rightly say it'll be help.
What do you mean?
You come from one of them fancy up-east colleges, don't you?
Yes, I'm on my vacation, and classes start again tomorrow. That's why I'm hurrying back.
That's what I figured.
Well, what's that got to do with...
Well, I ain't speaking for myself now, ma'am, but other folks around these parts don't take too kindly to a pack of snooty know-it-all college kids coming out here buttoning, raising a ruckus, hooting and hollering, sticking their nose in where it ain't exactly wanted.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I was just on my vacation. I have an aunt over in... I was just visiting my aunt, friend. And that's it.
Now, don't make no never mind of me what you up to. I'm just big, friendly country boy. Ain't nothing shakes me. but others around here, backcountry folks, you know, they don't feel the same. No, sirree, Bob. They find a snippy, high-spirited filly like you sitting out here all alone in a car made by foreigners. Well, no telling what they might think.
Do you mean I'm in danger?
Well, little lady, you start sassing them like you sassed me, and whoo, you get no better than what you deserve. I think you better come with me, huh?
No, thank you. I'll stay here until a state police car comes along. And please, leave me alone.
Well, okay. But you're going to have yourself one long wait for a state trooper. This is a county road, ma'am. Of course, one of old Deputy Kluger's boys may come along. Who's it? Daggone.
Deputy Kluger?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the deputy sheriff?
More or less, ma'am. Folks call him the deputy. You never heard of him?
Well,
shucks, I thought he was a celebrity around your parts by now. Why, he's been in all them newsreels.
Oh, yes. Him?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I can just see you and old Rhino Kluger. What a pair, like a big old hound dog and a little bitty nasty Jack Rabbit.
Well, what could he do to me?
Well, first thing he'd do would be to take you in for speeding.
But I'm not
even moving.
A car
like yours looks like a speeding when it's standing still. Hey, you better come along with me, ma'am. Come on, ma'am.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to do.
You got a real gracious way of putting things, ma'am. Now, you hop in my car while I fix up the tow rope. Yes, sir, you sure are lucky. I'm just a friendly, good-hearted country boy.
How much farther?
Not much.
Smoke?
No, thank you. You go right ahead, though.
On top of the
smoky.
Look, do you
mind? Well, I thought that was right pretty.
I love that kind of music. Isn't there anything else?
Well, on Sundays they play hymns and such.
Oh, brother, hymns yet.
I thought your kind liked all them hymns.
What?
Oh, singing away like as if your heart's a brick. At least that's the way it looks when I see all that ruckus on TV.
I told you I didn't come here to cause trouble. I'm here on my vacation.
Uh-huh. How come you're traveling alone?
No reason.
Well, must be a reason. Pretty little filly like you. Seems only natural that you'd always have at least a half a dozen fellas panting after you like a pack
that's
of
none wolves. Of your business.
Maybe they just don't make college boys like they make the boys around these parts.
Which is very fortunate for us college girls.
Oh, really? Now, why you want to act like that, man? This country boy's only trying to make a little friendly conversation.
I'm sorry. Actually, I did come down here with the boy, my fiancé. We had a fight and broke it off.
Oh, ain't that a shame? A fight?
Ralph doesn't understand me. He doesn't appreciate the fact that a woman has the right to have a good mind and the right to use it as she sees best. Oh, it's probably a good thing that it's all over.
So he left you?
He just checked out without telling.
Checked out?
From the motel.
Your aunt's motel, hmm?
What?
Well, you said before you was visiting your aunt. Does she run a motel?
Oh.
I just asked.
I did visit my aunt before. Look, this is a personal matter.
Oh, well, sure, sure. That pack of matches you used before, they come from the Starlight Motel over France Riverway.
Yes?
Oh, sure had a mess over that way last week. With all them outsiders and college kids butting their noses in where they wasn't wanted. Singing hymns and just carrying signs.
Why are we turning off the road?
Oh, this is the way to my place.
Your place?
Oh, ain't very fancy, but it's this country boy's home.
But I thought you were taking me to the garage.
Oh, ma'am, I can't tow you all that way. But my car's rear end couldn't stand the strain. Oh, we'll phone and Gus. He runs the garage. Gus Horner, he can come down with his tow truck.
Look, I don't want to put you out. Your wife may not understand.
Oh, ma'am, I ain't got no wife.
You live with your folks?
Well, I ain't got no folks. Just me and old fellow. the fella?
Mm-hmm.
My dog. One of them big, angry Doberman pinchers. I got him from this army camp where they train them. You know what they said to me? They said, you better not take them like this, country boy. You better let us untrain them first. Well, I says, heck with that, man. I like him just the way he is. Mean.
Huh?
Hmm? Well, he's meaner than a charging bull with a nest of hornets under his tail. Who's that dog? Well, it's getting close, man. About time, too. Almost sundown. Yeah, that's my place right up there.
What? Why are all those cars parked around?
Heck, these just old wrecks. I collect them. Like to fool around with motors. I told you that. Yes, sir, automobiles, they're my one vice. I'd almost anything to lay my hands on another collar.
Really?
Well, when a fella lives as far off the main road as I do, he's got to do something to keep himself occupied.
Yes, you certainly are isolated.
Down, boy, down! Ma'am, you best let me get out first. I'll open your door for you, and I'll stay between you and Othello. Come on now, come on.
I'd rather stay in the car if you don't mind.
Oh, now you must want to freshen up or something. Heck, old Gus may not get here for hours.
Oh, no.
Now, ain't no reason to be worked up, ma'am. Heck, I am nothing but a country boy. Plain old tater-eating country boy. Oh, here. You almost left your matches, man.
Never was one of my vices.
Uh-huh. Send me a letter. Send if I mail. Send it in care of Birmingham Jail. You know, I thought your kind all went in for this guitar strumming and banjo picking. I thought it was a big fad with your kind.
Look, for the last time, I am not a beatnik. I have had nothing to do with the disturbances down here.
Oh, yeah, ma'am, I know. You just come down here with your intended because it's such a vacation paradise. You just come down to enjoy all the skeeters and red clay roads and swamps and romantic stuff like that.
Oh,
huh?
Really?
Oh, ma'am, I just...
Where is that mechanic? It's almost 2 hours since you made the call.
Oh, he'll be here by and by. Now, just relax. Now, what's that song old Leadbelly used to sing? Relax your soul?
Relax your mind.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you don't know much about folk singing, huh?
I just happened to have done a term paper on him last year.
Mm-hmm. No offense, man.
You can believe anything you want about me. I don't care.
I only believe what I see with my own eyes. Want some more cold beer?
No.
Guess I ain't very fancy. I should have set it out in glasses.
I'm quite accustomed to drinking out of a can, thank you.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I've been reading in a magazine. It says modern college girls are used to all kinds of things.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, now, ma'am, don't take offense. I can't help joshing, I guess. Yeah, want me to take you for a little walk around and show you my car?
No, thank you.
Well, it may not be much to you, ma'am, but they's like chilling to me.
Oh, I didn't mean to hurt you.
I'm only trying to pass the time till old Gus gets here. This old country boy's only doing his best to help you out of a kind of sticky spot, ma'am.
Yes, I understand. I'm sorry.
I suppose I ain't much after what you're used to. Guess I don't say the right thing. Well, fancy things, ma'am. But I don't mean nobody no harm.
I am sorry. I know I've been acting badly. It's just that I'm really very upset.
Well, I guess I can see as how you feel. You ain't scared about me or nothing, are you?
No, of course not.
Well, ain't Nothing to be scared of around here. I mean, well, you can trust me.
My name's Liz.
Mine's Henry. You can trust me, Liz.
I suppose I don't trust anybody after last week.
Oh, now, that ain't no way to be, man. Well, you gotta trust somebody.
I'm just so upset.
That fiance fella? Come on, you tell old Henry all about it, huh? Get it off in your chest. Heck, we ain't never gonna see each other again after that tow truck gets here. Ships pass in the night. That's one of those things they say. Maybe it'd do you good to tell somebody. It was somebody sympathetic, right? Right?
You're kind, you know.
Oh, now, man.
So you really are a very kind man. You are.
Heck, I'm just a big, stupid country boy.
No, you're very nice.
Oh, man.
And I appreciate you trying to help me. I know what would have happened if someone else had found me. You see, I did take part in those disturbances at Branch River last week.
Uh-huh. Well, I suppose as much.
I guess you hate me.
Oh, heck, now I don't rightly hate nobody. Free country, folks got a right to do what they want.
Well, it wasn't anything like I expected. Oh, I was full of all kinds of gallant, romantic ideas. You see, a whole group of us came together from school. We had planned to use our hard-earned vacation this way. Mm-hmm. Oh, did we feel self-righteous and noble. But when we got there, it was different. Ugly and different.
You sorry you come, Liz?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was needed and I did help. I'm not trying to be any kind of heroine or anything, but I did help, even if it was just a little.
Man, is stirring up folks, putting neighbor against neighbor and causing all kinds of ugly feelings to take root, is that helping?
I don't know. I can only speak of my own feelings. I think it does help in the long run. I mean, things have got to change someday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Ralph and I had the fight. You see, he was thoroughly disillusioned. He called me foolish, do-gooder. He said I was a road company Joan of Arc.
That boy sure speaks his mind, man. I just got one question to ask you. Have you learned your lesson?
What do you mean, Henry?
Funny. Do you ever think you'll come back on another one of these outings?
Yes. I really think I will, despite everything. Oh, not here. But I'm sure somewhere. It's going to be a long, long fight.
You sure of that, Lynn?
Yes, I am. With all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what? Why did you blink the lights like that?
No reason. Here it comes.
The mechanic?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Henry, this has been a very nice visit. That car?
Yes.
It has a blinking red light. That's a police car.
Well, kind of. Old Rhino Kluger always pulls up in style.
Kluger? The deputy? Oh, you called Kluger before, not the garage. And just now you signaled him to come in when you switched that light. Why? Why?
I caught your prize tonight, Rhino. Man, is she ever one of them?
No. Why? You see, such a good, kind man.
I'm just a country boy.
How could you turn me over to a monster like Kluger?
Deputy ain't so bad. Matter of fact, he treats me right nice. I mean, well, he always lets me keep the cars.
Theater 5 has presented Country Boy, starring Miss Joan Loring and Mr. Robert Hastings. Written by Romeo Muller, directed by Warren Somerville. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.